Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The issue of separation and divorce and its impact on children is a growing issue in Ireland, which the Children's Grief Centre deals with on a daily basis. To help meet this growing demand, the centre is hosting the Children's Loss Conference, taking place today in Limerick Institute of Technology. It's targeted at parents, teachers, healthcare providers, all those who look after children as they try to come to terms with the loss of a parent, either through death or, increasingly, via separation or divorce. Reporter Gráinne MacPolin went along to meet with those involved in organising this event.
Hi, I'm Caoimhe Sullivan. I'm here in Limerick Institute of Technology for the Children's Grief and Loss Conference today. I'm here because we work with a lot of children who have experienced separation and bereavement in their lives.
Yeah, hi, my name is Mike Kenahan. I work in the Dell Technologies campus in Limerick. I'm volunteering here today for the Children's Grief Conference because Dell supports a lot of charities. We like to give back in Legacy of Good.
Vincent Conan, I'm the president of LIT. So today we're delighted to welcome the first Children's Grief Conference here to LIT.
So let me just bring you back to where it all began.
Danny McConnell, we're here at the Children and Grief Conference in LIT, but you're here under a different capacity, really, not as a political correspondent.
No, I'm not. I suppose I wrote a piece in the Examiner a year or so ago, and I made contact with Sister Helen because it was on foot of an interview she gave with Seán O'Rourke on RTÉ Radio about the work of the Children's Grief Centre. And I retold the story of my own parents passing away, in particular the passing of my mum when I was 12, and the impact that had on me, and the sense of grief and loss that I had felt. And I suppose that was compounded when my dad died very suddenly when I was 23. So I was very grateful for Helen to invite me down here to tell my story.
You were a child bereaved when you were young. What would you say to those children out there now at that age group?
Yeah, I would certainly think it can get better, it can get easier. Try and talk to anybody you can to try and understand what you're going through. Try and see if you can find an understanding with people who are not necessarily in your direct family, but people who may have a shared experience. Because the value of talking, the value of getting that reassurance is incredible. I didn't have it when I was growing up in terms of a kind of an opportunity or an organisation like this. And I would have benefited massively from having it. And I think, you know, every child who suffers a bereavement at a young age should really have that opportunity. And it shouldn't be down to means, or shouldn't be down to potluck whether you live around Limerick or not. You know, if you're suffering from a bereavement, you really should have access to the wonderful facility that the Children's Grief Centre is.
My name is Sister Helen Culhane, and I'm the director of the Children's Grief Centre here in Limerick. And today we are here at the conference celebrating 10 years of the centre. And as you can see, there's roughly 300 people have attended, and I'm really excited about that and delighted because we want to get across the message that children grieve, regardless whether parents separate, divorce, or whether there's a bereavement. And when children are grieving, that they need support. It's not therapy or counselling that they need, but simply a listening ear. And that's what we do in the Children's Grief Centre.
You've come across so many terribly sad stories.
One that I have never forgotten, because I suppose it was in the early days when I set up the centre in 2009. And I remember in 2010, this little 8-year-old, his mum brought him. His mum and dad had separated, but he had lost his voice due to the separation. And in the second session, he drew a picture, and I've often spoken about it. And if you can visualise an A4, and he put a black line down the middle of it, and he, on the right-hand side, he drew his mum with gnashing teeth and a bubble out of her mouth. This is my mummy. And on the left side of it, he drew his daddy with gnashing teeth. This is my daddy. On the left-hand side of the black line, he wrote the letter V and then the letter S on the other side. And I asked him to tell me about his picture. And he looked at me. Now, at this stage, he was 8. He said, "Helen, this is a picture of my family. They are like a family of bears roaring across a river at each other. Mummy versus daddy, daddy versus mummy." And what I found so interesting, because how we work, the children invite in the parent at the end of the session, and his mum and dad were very, very good parents, and one parent brought him one session and the other parent the other session, but he never ever, ever showed his parents that picture. He showed them everything else. And I found that really so interesting. But this is what he was experiencing, that they were like a family of bears. And if I could just stress that, especially for couples when they're separating, when they drag children into the middle, it causes huge psychological and long-term problems.
Dr. Elizabeth Nixon, you spoke at the conference today on children and grief and loss, and you mentioned about loss and bereavement, and particularly separation and divorce, is a risk factor for children. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so I think when children experience their parents' separation or divorce, along with that comes a myriad of changes in terms of how their family life is going to be from here on in. And I think one of the most significant feelings that children have is a sense of loss. So they've lost that sense of, you know, a family as a sort of a whole unit, because now their family unit is going to be living over across different households. And so it takes time for children to come to terms that this loss is probably going to last forever. And often with children whose parents separate, they experience sort of fantasies about the reunification of their family unit, and oftentimes what they can do to facilitate that reunification. And this can stop them, I suppose, or prevent them from really coming to terms with the loss that they are experiencing.
So my name is Professor Niamh Harrigan from Mary MacLeod College Limerick Project.
How's it going?
Oh, it's been a fantastic day. I think we've kind of reached a moment where there's a recognition of the need to really meet in a more structured way the needs of children who are experiencing grief and loss, either as a result of bereavement or children's parental separation. I think in a sense, actually, the fact that the minister has already come out this week and is developing an initiative around recognising the impact of children's grief on children and teenagers participating in state exams, I think it reflects the fact that we've reached this moment of a need for a bigger public discussion around, you know, the impact of children's grief and loss on society and on our institutions and our structures as a whole.
And that's Professor Niamh Harrigan ending that report there from Gráinne MacPholan.